So in the annals of a national leader seeming to live in a bubble, there are few perhaps to match Syrian President Bashar al-Assad right now. The embattled Syrian leader had this to say in an interview with ABC News' Barbara Walters.
I'm here to serve the country. My country not here to serve me. So it's not about me, it's about Syria. The problem is not about the president now, it's about the stability of Syria and it's about the unity of Syria. How can we keep Syria unified? What's happening now is because of a minority of militants that's been killing Syrians on a daily basis.
According to the United Nations, though, at least 4,000 people have been killed in Syria since the uprising began in March, most of them civilians, according to the UN. But perhaps Bashar al-Assad has an important view of the conflict that is unavailable to the world media with restricted access to the uprising in Syria. We're joined now by Anthony Shadid, Beirut bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
So President Assad's remarks to Barbara Walters on ABC News, these will get wide coverage in the region. What do you make of the first quotes that we're starting to get?
Well, I think what you pointed out in the beginning of the this conversation is exactly right. It illustrates a head of state who seems to be very much in a bubble. I don't think the remarks themselves are all that striking. This has kind of been the Syrian government's narrative since the beginning of the uprising. But hearing it come from President Assad, of course, is noteworthy. And I think just how sharply or how strongly enunciated those remarks are is striking. I mean, he talks about false allegations and distortions. He talks about the United Nations not having credibility. He talks about only a crazy person would preside over the killing of his own people. It's in such stark contrast to what we've seen in the ground, perhaps not in Damascus and Aleppo, the country's two largest cities, but elsewhere in places like Homs in the northeast and the northwest. It's a very, very different picture.
And we and you have reported on deaths and violence in Homs virtually every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Listen here to Bashar Assad again from that interview with Barbara Walters. And then I want to ask you about, is this candor or is he trying to defend himself in the court of world public opinion? Listen.
We are talking about militants. Whenever you have militants, you have killing. So the role of the government is to fight those militants, to protect the civilians. This is our job, and that's what we are doing now.
Who is he speaking to there? It's not Gaddafi. It's not a Gaddafi-like defense, but he definitely seems to be candid.
It actually is kind of a Gaddafi-like defense. I mean, what he's talking here is the same narrative that the Libyan leader talked about, and that is facing an uprising that is led by militant Islamists. A warning that I think both of those leaders thought would appeal or at least resonate in the West. He's also talking to his own people, and that's the fear of chaos, the fear of what might follow Bashar's fall. And it's been very much part of the Syrian government's narrative that if we fall, this country is going to be inherited by militant Islamists. The country's diversity will be threatened. There will be problems with sectarian tension, with violence, perhaps with revenge. So I think he's addressing this both to abroad and at home. And as I said, this is pretty consistent with what we've heard from the government since the beginning of the uprising nearly 9 months ago.
Although to distinguish it from Gaddafi, Anthony Shadid, Gaddafi claimed his people loved him. You don't get that sense from listening to this tone of Bashar al-Assad. It's more of it's a tough job and somebody's got to do it tone.
But I think later in the interview, and I'm not sure if those quotes have been released yet, later in the interview he makes very clear that he believes he still has the support of his people. He said if he doesn't have the support of his people, he still wouldn't be in office. Now, that is a question. I think when you look at what happened in Libya, there were, of course, reservoirs of support for the Libyan leader there, even until the end. I think it's a much more complicated picture in Syria. He still does enjoy support, and that point has to be made, especially in the biggest cities, among the business elite, among minorities in the country. There is still support for President Assad. The question is whether it's a minority or majority at this point, and that support, which was very substantial in the beginning of the uprising, has seemed to dissipate as the violence has built, as the months have passed by.
Anthony Shadid is Beirut bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. You know, I wonder, Anthony, if we're getting any kind of picture on President Assad's vision of the end game for this in Syria, what he sees as forthcoming. In the end, the violence has to end, right? The conflict has to end sometime. Do we get any sense on what he sees that looking like?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that's part of the conversation that's going on right now inside Syria. What is the end game? Where does this, what is the light at the end of the tunnel here? It's clear that since August, during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the government has dedicated itself almost exclusively to what is kind of somewhat euphemistically known as the military or security solution, and that is basically crackdown. That you crack down on the uprising through violence in hopes of crushing it. It has not proven successful, but there does not seem to be much of an alternative out there. There's promises of some political reform, though this is kind of down the road. There's promises of a new constitution, but the kind of sweeping or decisive reform that it might take to, I don't want to say turn the uprising, but at least to dissipate the uprising, just isn't in the cards right now.
Although the crackdown that you refer to has produced increasing reports of defections from the military and open battles between disaffected members of the Syrian military who refuse to shoot on civilians and security forces who have been brought in to put them down. Any clarity from these remarks from Bashar Assad as to whether he believes the erosion in the military and loyalty to the Syrian government is real?
You know, there wasn't a clear acknowledgement of that by any means. And I have to point out, there is no question that what began as a peaceful uprising has steadily become more violent. Defections have mounted. But in fairness, we have to look that there have not been major defections from the leadership itself. No ambassadors, as we saw in Libya, have turned to the other side. And strategic elements of the military and security forces have not defected either. So I think it's a mixed picture there. There's no question that we have lower-ranking defections, that some of those defectors have joined an armed uprising. But I think the pillars of the regime remain intact at this point if we look at just military security services and the unity of the leadership itself.
Is it possible to also read into these remarks with Barbara Walters at ABC News that Bashar al-Assad is speaking to the Obama administration, which has currently an initiative with the Syrian opposition leaders going on in Geneva, talks taking place? Of course, the dispute with the U.S. ambassador to Syria, who was pulled out after violence for his meetings in Damascus with dissidents and militant leaders. Is it possible that the message here is you're talking to the wrong person? I'm in control here.
Well, I think there is a sense in Damascus right now that the government, that Mr. Assad's leadership has done a remarkably poor job in getting its perspective out to the world. It has banned most journalists from entering Damascus. They have handpicked people they want to do interviews with. So I think there's an effort at some level to create more visibility for the Syrian president himself. I don't think the strategy is all that well thought out. I mean, if there was going to be something decisive in this interview, we would have heard something different than we've heard since the beginning of the uprising. We really didn't. I think what was most remarkable about this interview was how closely he mirrored what we've heard already from the government and an unwillingness on his part to say anything that's strikingly different.
Although, listen to this, and I'll give you the last word on this. Here he is again on ABC News.
All our policy during the last decade has been based on the support of the public in Syria, so it cannot be against the public. But when you have instability, you may have some problems, you may have some mistakes.
4,000 dead, according to the United Nations, which, of course, he criticizes. Mistakes? Is that what that means?
You know, it's unclear, to be honest. You wonder whether this is something that is actually believed by the leadership, or it's something that the leadership is seeking to portray. And I honestly don't have an insight into that. There does seem to be there are two very distinct narratives out there, and there's very little intersection between them.
Anthony Shadid, Beirut bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, watching the situation in Syria and reacting to an interview by Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, with ABC News' Barbara Walters. Thank you so much, Anthony.
My pleasure.